In the name of Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'll read from the first John chapter 1 and verse 5 through 10. This is a message we have heard from him and declare you, God is light, in him there is no darkness all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all righteousness. If we claim we have no sin, we make him out to be a liar, and his words has no place in our lives. Opisto services are typically services of youth, as I choose this text person. It might be February, as I still remembered a confirmation school where used to be final test, and as there was 4 questions, which were in final test. I thought that by this text, those 4 questions went through. It is like briefing for all of us, because God exhorts us to be quick to answer if a foundation of our salvation is asked. Those are very central questions, and first one is sacraments. Second, what is repentance? Third, taking care of faith. And fourth is feelings about confirmation school. First, sacraments. Baptism and Holy Supper. I say very shortly about this. These are even own topics of sermon, if we very accurately would like to go them, but baptism and Holy Supper are set by Christ. And are received by believing heart. What is repentance? Actually, this is very basic thing. I thought I tell one experience from my working life. I have told it many times, as my working mate had received a grace of repentance it of course causes questions and curiosity with other working mates, and they ask, what has happened to you? I heard you have became believer, and this all happened in coffee table, and this my working mate told. As question is set before you very suddenly, and is not been very long time believing, and felt that can say nothing. But he answered very simply saying, all my sins are forgiven, and now it is good to be, and there is no more questions. So, probably most of us have experience, as we are spoke to good friend about importance of repentance. They may ask, for what I should repent? Don't I be acceptable as I am? There is no question about that. Our text says, if we say we have not sinned, we make him out to be liar, and his word has no place in our life. So God's word very clearly says that everyone is falling aside and became unworthy. And for that reason, it is important and necessary to get grace of repentance. Bible teaches about repentance that it is regret and remorse and effort because of sins, at the same time believing the gospel that sins are forgiven. And that follows a change of life at the abandonment of sin. Bible tells many stories how former holies are received a grace of repentance, like Adam and Eve, Joshua, prodigal son. He has been clothed by new clothing, and this new clothing was a work of Christ. And Adam and Eve received a leather clothing from God. And then I thought to take speak about the repentance of Saul, Tarsus, or Paul. It is telling in Acts Saul was still full of rage and murderous intent toward the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and he asked for a letter of authorization so that he could arrest the believers. But then Paul was arrested. It is told in Bible that as Saul was on the way already near heaven, a light suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He asked, "Lord, who are you?" The voice replied, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Get up and go in the city." There, Saul didn't receive a repentance, but he got an address where he had to go and what he had to do. And then it is told that his traveling companions stood there speechless. They heard voice, but saw nothing. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. Others took him to Damascus, leading him by the hand. Now the man who has previously here at God changed a mind of Saul. And same time, God prepared Ananias to speak to Saul, and God spoke to Ananias in vision, calling Ananias, and he answers, "Here I am." And the Lord said, "Go straight down the street and ask for Saul at the house of Zura. Go to straight street." And then Ananias came in and he put hand upon Saul that he could receive his sight. So God prepared Ananias and Paul. And Ananias says, "Lord, I have heard how much evil things he has done in Jerusalem, even here he has came to capture everyone who calls your name when they need help. But Lord said to him, 'Go, I have chosen him as a weapon to confess my name before nations of the world and kings. I will show him that he have to suffer a lot of for my name.' And Ananias go and went into the house, put his hand upon Saul and said, 'Brother Saul, Lord has sent me, Jesus who appeared to you while you were on your way here. He sent me that you may regain your sight and you may be filled with the Holy Spirit.' And that moment it was as if scales had fallen from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He stood up and he was baptized. And afterward it is told how love toward believers with this man who at first caught believers, the love replaced that rage. And I thought to take another example, the Song of Zion. Mikko Saarenpää has wrote it, and there is such a story in this song that Mikko with his friend, they had agri market, and Mikko had to fetch from Pirkanmaa something to sell in this shop or market and took their mutual money, but he lost all those money as prodigal son. He lost his faith, but he got a grace of repentance, and those feelings of grace he has written this song. And in third verse he says that my mind has changed. Then he very clearly describes his feelings beforehand and after, and he says, I lied there, naked wretch, subservient to the gods, in deep wounds, in sorrow, in intense pain, and in the pit of death. It was weighed down by the hell of a sense of death. I was terrified. God, holy law, testified to it is true. But then I heard a sweet voice from God's children. Do not doubt, poor wretch, but you are safe. Forgiveness has been granted to the sinner in Jesus' name and blood. Then I received a sense of peace and sweet rest, for which I sing eternal thanks to the Father. I was granted the privilege of following Jesus for the rest of my life, with his mercy as my pledge. I also received the Holy Spirit. If we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and righteousness, forgives all our sins and cleanses from all unrighteousness. And third question was this, taking care of life of faith. And there is four things. First, prayer, then Lord's Supper, then is unity of congregation, and then God's word and hearing of it. Prayer is speaking to God. The children of Korah, as he prayed, they said that they bow hearts and knees. There is Lord's Prayer and the benediction. They are from Bible. And then I thought shortly. I try to say shortly what Luther taught his own haircutter, barber. At first, Luther says, as this barber wants to know how to pray, Luther said, you need to read from Bible where Jesus healed blind beggar. I read from the beginning. They came to Jericho, and as they left the town and multiple of people was following them, and there was Pekar Partamadas sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus, and he started shouting, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many told him to be quiet, but he only shouted even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And this man received his sight, even though he was from the born be blind, but he also received a gift of faith. And as Luther is teaching his paper, that always in your prayer, remember, thank. There is many reason for thank. And Luther also wanted to, he said that only two times, because he had the skill to do by hand and good sight, yeah, he could work in his occupation without skillful hands and sight. This barber couldn't do this work, so thank. And I thought to tell belonging this from my own Arvai. It was midsummer services. The room was full-filled people, and for studying of Bible, the topic was gift that God has given us. And there was many children first bench, and the Teuvo Koskela speaker asked those children how much you should be paid that you would give up your sight. And he asked, is 10,000 enough? And those children said they had 100,000, still no, they said that million. And children were looking each other, but still they said their heads no, they are not giving up sight for million. And then speaker asked, is it so that not any cost? And they nodded that, yeah, that's true, not in any price they would give up their sight. So here we can see that even one sense, that this gift from God, it is so valuable that is not able to measure in money. And I believe that God has gave me sense and reasoning and all senses. It is great gift from God that we can speak with Him together. And Luther taught, reminded his barber that remember, thank God, and forgive, and ask forgiveness. And when you have done all this, then put your own pleading there, end of the prayer. And then it is in right perspective. And Holy Supper takes care of our life of faith. The Holy Supper is so near that I need not to speak more about that. But God, Christ has said this, it is holy. And it is for strengthening our faith, and we do it in memory of in Him, and we do it in believing heart. Third is unity. I believe in Holy Spirit, mutual to Holy Mutual Congregation. The Holy Communion, unity, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. In our text there is a portion of Bible that says that if we travel in life, light, then we have fellowship among each other, fellowship among ourselves, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from sin. In other words, we have a mutual connection of fellowship with one another and with Christ. And as we just read here, or fellowship with Christ is precisely that. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and forgives our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Unity, this fellowship, nourishes the life of faith. We have experienced that many times, how we are, even though we are two persons, we have this spiritual person and this carnal person. And sometimes we think that is carnal person, there is this physical and mental person. And it means that if one of those are not in good condition, it affects our feelings. But this unity is still exists. High priest Joshua was told when he received a grace of healing, I will send a few of these to accompany you. It is extraordinary, precious thing that each of us has exhorts. Some have more them and some have fewer. But high priest Joshua was given few to accompany him. I thought to tell one story of unity, as I was my very first mission trip in Lapland, and it is long time ago, and this mission trip was headed to the Kemihara guard post. I say guard post because I'm former border guard. And of course, I feel a kind of spiritual kindship toward them. That's just how it is. I really a vacation in Kemihara after all. There in guest book in Kemihara was written, oh, how long way it was here. What a long journey it was to get here, but it was lovely to come. Here was good sauna. Helena was prepared good food. And there was mentioned, there is quite a lot of people. And one comment. Here was good services, and finally, good feelings. That is saying of youth, but you understand what I mean. It was good to be there in services. And the service site, and I thought to open that posting, and there was signed by Oiva Tölli and Alpo Pikkarainen. It may had last mission trip of Oiva and Alpo. As I read this, I felt very strong unity. We are doing same work, not own. So it is. It was the feeling unity and connection. We have such a unity that gives that good feelings. But if we travel in light, we have unity, fellowship. If we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. And the third is a hearing of God's word. These are third opista services. First was summer services. And it is great gift of God that we can gather to hearing of God's word. And we want to come. Because at services, if nowhere else, we are nourished by gospel. Namely, gospel is a food of children of God. And gospel is also power of God. So even now, we can believe all sins were given in Jesus' name and precious blood into peace, freedom, and joy. Brother, be a good seer. One story more. It might be in Iisalmi summer services, and I was there in meeting, speakers and elders of the congregation's meeting, and one man gave presentation. He thought that we have reason, always reason to be one-minded, and those big things are that touches our doctrine, but some little things we can be free. Those little things can be, example, what is the colors of the wall in RY or timetables or court, even curtains may cause discussion. But we can be freely different minded in such a things. But main things that is love be kept. And there we need those gift of grace that God has given us, that we don't put our buttons against other. But in great things, one-minded, but main things that we keep love. Even now, we can remain God's and his word of grace and the cover of gospel, brother and sister, uplift your heart to believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen.